Looking for an assist with your credit card, but you can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, the chief marketing officer of Baseball Isn't Boring, Kenley Jansen's with us. You know who owns this? You know who owns the LLC for Baseball Isn't Boring?
No.
You know who owns it.
Oh, Joe?
Joe.
Joe, yeah, nice.
Yeah.
So, that's my guy.
Yeah, well, yeah. Don't kiss up to the boss.
That's my guy.
All right. We're doing Baseball Isn't Boring on the go, which is short. And I was just talking about, well, what should we talk? I want to talk about the importance of spring training because I think that you were in a unique position. And when we go through spring training, you say, hey, you know, everything's good and I'll be ready and everything else. But Spring training. We're a month out now. Yeah. We can talk a little bit about this.
Yeah.
How important is it?
It's very important, man, because at least this time, I think experience helped me. I remember, I don't like to go look back on those bad stuff, but I remember after 2017 World Series, I remember when I was with the Dodgers, they kind of shore down my spring training, and I get it, you know, because I think it was a good thing, you know, coming off like few years throwing a lot of innings in playoffs, and try to give you the break and get started. But yeah, I think it's hard. Like this year, it was different because, you know, due to lat soreness and back problems a little bit, and I couldn't get going until the last week of spring training, and you still feel it. You know, I still felt it coming off, you know, the season a little bit, you know, controlling wasn't as.
And you go into this, you go into the season, and you're thinking, I'll be okay,
yeah. Right?
But
yeah.
It's just different.
Yeah, it's different. I think the reason why this year, I think it was a little bit easier, maybe, is, like I say, experience kind of helped play through it. Mm-hmm. But yes, importance of sprint training, your arm is going to go to a point that you call. Not saying like your whole body like that, you know, and you just gotta fight through it, and then it's gonna pick up back again. But those you felt it in spring training normally, you know, and then you start to feel a little bit better in April, and then May definitely.
And for you, so you had to go through that in the first month of the regular season.
A little bit,
yeah,
a little bit. I felt it.
Yeah,
you know? Of course, you know, like I say, I don't want to bring that topic off, but you know,
it's in the rear view.
Yeah, try to. Doing that, fighting also with the balls and stuff like that, and you know, I went through it. So you know, I feel great now, and I feel like I'm starting getting in a rhythm now. So that shows you that, you know, sprint training is still key. I mean, I know it's long. It's more built for starters, and you know, you need the starters to be healthy. But as a reliever, I think you still need like around 7-8 outings for sure to be ready for a season.
Have you figured out the ball thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit better.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Look at you, giving changes.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a few bad. You can't control that, but I feel like it's more consistent, at least here in Fenway. And Cleveland, it was great. So, yeah. So, yeah.
Well, you brought it up, so I feel like yeah.
It was bad. I mean, first few weeks of the season, Seattle, Oakland, Anaheim, here, it was not great. And I remember they came and tell me the day after, I think.
After you went on your thing. Yeah, I think.
Like, they probably would do a better job on it, and I appreciate it. So,
who, MLB did?
I don't know, like, the guys who did the ball. Pretty much sure. I don't know if,
yeah.
I guess the message is a little being heard, but you know, I think it's great. I mean, I gotta give compliment that I feel like it's a little bit better.
So when you're heading into, now we're the second month of the season, do you feel, whether it's spring training, whether it's the baseballs, whether it's whatever it is, do you feel like, okay, here we go? Mm-hmm. Like, do you feel like that? Do you feel like you're in a good place?
Yeah, I feel like I'm starting to get in a good place.
All right.
You know, like, I think it's still, for me, you're not going to hear me say, you know, I'm in a good place, because I always feel like it's more room for improvement anytime I do anything. So I think that's what makes me who I am, I feel like. And I think I'm in a great spot, but it's always room for improvement.
The last thing is the team, you know, when you're going through spring training, another thing is, like, we were trying to figure out if you're going to
end spring
training with the Red Sox.
Yeah.
That's, and you had never been through anything.
I never been through that. I never got traded before. So that was new to me. And I think that also wears you down a little bit.
Yeah, that was tough. Huh?
It was draining.
It was draining.
Yeah. It was draining. And give them credit. You know, team's looking good right now. And hey, you still got to, you know, fight and keep winning ball games, and I feel like I will be here for the rest of the way.
Well, I told you. Yeah. Listen, they're in a good spot. But it's you know, the communication, I guess, is the biggest thing, right?
Yeah.
First of all, you know, when we had our first conversation in the first couple of days of spring training, you're like, I don't know if I was going to be here. Like, who knows? But, and then even as spring training goes along, I heard. It was like a week ago, there was a rumor about you. You know, like, it's like,
I think it's a nonstop thing. I think it's going to be there still, because I still feel like we're an overlooked team. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody is having their focus on Baltimore, the Yankees. You know, everybody's still waiting for the Blue Jays to cut and fire. Tampa is playing not at their peak right now, and it's a tough division, right? And I think the respect is still not out there, that pitching staff wise, that, you know, we have the best ERA in the league, you know, starters, you know, best ERA starters, bullpen is doing great. And I think we're got to be in the top five offense, and you're still not seeing us, you know.
So everyone's saying, Kenley's won last year's contract, and like, the Red Sox aren't going to win, so he's going to
exactly. So everybody's still waiting for the Red Sox to collapse, I guess, you know. But I think it's for all of us and the young guys, we all as a team, to just keep proof everybody wrong. Proof ourselves wrong, and proof anybody around us wrong, and keep having a good baseball, man. We have one of the best managers, I think, in the league. Player manager that's running this, I mean, it cannot be better having AC there running the show. And
he's going to make a lot of money, by the way.
I know, you know, so he deserves it, man.
Yeah.
Well deserved. And I think he's a big anchor of this team, that you're seeing this team going this direction. I mean, imagine him having a superstar team.
I did imagine that.
Yeah, it's a joke. It's a joke. You know, it will be a joke. Like, I don't think. Yeah, it will be a joke. I mean, every player should talk to him. Everybody loves playing for him.
Is this the best month? And this wasn't going to be to build Alex Cora up, whatever. But I think it's an under-talked about thing. This might be the best month that I've seen him manage. Has this been the best month that you've seen anybody manage? And this isn't a knock on Dave Roberts or whoever else.
Dave Roberts is an unbelievable manager, too.
Like, right. No, but I mean, but
that's another guy I love.
Right.
I love play for. Yeah. So, you know.
But this month has been the bobbing and weaving, you know, of all the things you have to do with this team.
It's a pretty good job, right?
Yeah.
This month of managing.
Yeah, it's a pretty good job. I mean, like I say, man, it's showing you, listen, anybody thought that we're going to be in this situation right now? No, nobody. So I think the way how he's handling things inside as the voice in the locker room and out here, you can see him always penetrate to players on the field, off the field. It's for us also to, you know, keep pushing like this to give him his flowers, you know what I'm saying? That we keep playing like this, he's definitely going to be a manager of the year this year. So it's unbelievable, man.
All right. You're unbelievable. Good job.
In celebration of opening day, we've got a special episode of the Moth Podcast for you. The theme is baseball and the surprising ways it connects people.
I gaze out at the players on the field, and then I look over at my dad, and I realize that in the silence between us that something has changed. It's like I'm seeing him for the first time.
Two stories about baseball, family, and so much more. The episode's available right now. Subscribe to the Moth Podcast to make sure you hear it.